Yesterday was the seventh anniversary of the earthquake in Christchurch that killed 185 people. Today, the chairman of EQC resigned, and the minister announced she's sending an independent advisor in. 7 years and one day after that terrible earthquake, EQC's chair issued a statement saying, and I quote, "It's clear the minister has no confidence in the board and the staff of the commission." And indeed, the Minister Megan Woods had begun to explicitly express her unhappiness about the number of unresolved EQC claims. On the 29th of January, she did so strongly here on Checkpoint. And today, while acknowledging the scale of the disaster EQC has had to deal with, it became very clear the Minister has had enough.
So today I announced last evening I accepted the resignation of Sir Martin Weavers as the chairman of the board of the Earthquake Commission.
That's the Minister, Dr. Megan Woods. Did he jump or was he pushed?
I received a letter from the Minister, which was couched in terms that greatly surprised me, in which she made very clear that she was not happy with where EQC was at. She said we weren't delivering change she needed fast enough. She thought that the Commission was unable to respond quickly and effectively to the challenges without external assistance.
Sir Martin Weavers, the outgoing chair, the letter echoed a conversation he'd had with the minister the previous day, but this time it was in writing.
And it was clear to me that the minister, from the tone of the letter and the content, didn't believe that the commission and its staff and the board were delivering appropriately and could deliver. So I was clearly, I'm the leader of the organisation, I take responsibility for that, and I'm getting out of the way, so she can make changes.
On Wednesday, I met with Sir Martin and I outlined my ministerial intentions to appoint an independent ministerial advisor into EQC who would directly report to me on the remaining and outstanding Canterbury earthquake claims. There's around 2,600 that are still outstanding. Sir Martin and I discussed that. We then exchanged some correspondence last night and then he rang me with his intention to resign.
And do you think that was the right thing for him to do?
Oh, look, Sir Martin made a decision himself and I accepted that resignation.
Clearly, Sir Martin couldn't have stayed. When ministers speak like that to and about their board chairs, the exit light is flashing. And this is where the differences between the Beehive and EQC become strikingly and publicly apparent. Here's the minister on EQC's position in Christchurch.
It's not something that I can ignore, but there's still over 2,500 people here in Canterbury who don't have their homes repaired and can't get on with their lives.
Here's Sir Martin Weavers on the same position.
We're within a yard or two of the finish line, 99.4% completed, but with a continuing inflow. Everybody is perfectly entitled to continue to make claims.
So, Sir Martin says 99.4% completed, and the minister responds.
I acknowledge the hard work that a lot of people have put in over the last 7 years in terms of sorting through these. A large number of claims have been settled, but as a responsible minister, I can't ignore the fact there's still over 2,500 people and families in Canterbury that can't get on with their lives. We need to find a way to close it out so that we can get that restored hope for people.
This is, of course, a reheating of a rehashing. For seven agonising years, unresolved EQC claims have never left the news, and homeowners in the middle of them have been exhausted to the point of psychological defeat in some cases. Of late, EQC itself has acknowledged it could have done better.
If I look back at the 16-17 annual report, the chairman's statement, which as you says, quite explicitly there are things you could have done better. What
yep.
were they?
Well, I preface that by saying, as I said to the minister in my letter of resignation, this has been a catastrophic and very, very large event. The area of concern for the minister is the home repair program and residual issues.
And that's an issue people outside Christchurch may not understand so well. Much of what's happening now is what Sir Martin calls residual issues, claims Megan Woods describes in blunter terms.
The 2,600 that are remaining are re-repairs, so that is something that does concern me.
In other words, the work wasn't completed satisfactorily or the claims not resolved satisfactorily. And that speaks to EQC having been caught out by this event. Neither Christchurch nor the country's earthquake insurer had any idea what was going to hit them. Were EQC sufficiently ready? The answer may surprise you.
No, nobody was. We had 22 staff. The board in 2008, well before my time, had done a worst-case scenario planning exercise, and they concluded the most likely and largest event they could expect to face was 150,000 claims in Wellington. We got three times that in Canterbury.
In short, 7 years ago, EQC wasn't ready.
Nobody could have predicted this. This is the third largest insurance event in global history, John.
It was, though, EQC's job to respond. That was what it existed to do. And 7 years after that terrible earthquake, a new minister has called time on its efforts to do so. Megan Woods is putting her own person in there. EQC, like the city itself, is being rebuilt.
It's no secret to anyone that I have been calling for the fairer and swifter settling of these remaining Canterbury claims. EQC, of course, is a Crown entity. It's not a government department. So there is an extra layer with a board there, but I felt enough concern around the outstanding Canterbury claims to say that I needed to appoint someone there that would report directly to me.
And we will, in due course, talk to that independent advisor.